one of the insurance companies, I forget which one it was how many claims they're putting in for chipped windshields from people behind all of those trucks, especially down in Butte County, because there's a lot more of those trucks coming off the Skyway down there in Chico than we see up here in Anderson and all. So I can only imagine, you know, the mess and the chaos down there on the 99, you know, and all. It's bad enough. You know, I'm coming up every afternoon out of Red Bluff, coming back up towards Cottonwood, and that long hill that takes you up there right before you get to Hooker Creek Road, and the right lane seems to be full of those trucks going really slow, because a lot of them are overloaded, and they're going up there, and I've seen a couple of them that were overheated, pulled off on the side. The guys driving that truck are just trying to get to the dump and do their job. I have no issues with that. It's just the volume of it, you know, especially going through Cottonwood.
Isn't part of 99 closed down too, between here and Chico?
I think, it was closed down yesterday, day before, for an accident, but I don't think they actually have the road itself. I haven't been down that road in probably 6 months, 4 months, so, yeah, it's very, very interesting, and it's got to be hard for, you know, those guys are just trying to do their job just like anybody else and get down the road, but there's a cause and effect to all of that. And the effect right now is it's really causing a lot of congestion and on. You would hope that, you know, we can get through all of that and get past, because we need to focus on getting these homes rebuilt, getting the property taken care of, getting people, you know, out of that. You know, FEMA brought a lot of trailers, and, you know, there's families that were living in tents for a long time. And we need to get all of that taken care of, and we don't need this other little blight over here kind of holding on. You know, Cottonwood and Gas Point Road is going to be dealing with it for a long time. They had to put a stop sign in on Gas Point Road on the northbound exit because those trucks would get so backed up trying to get onto Gas Point Road to go to the dump. They'd be all the way out onto the highway, and, you know, at some point they kind of got to take a chance and get up and over that little bridge. Well, now there's a stop sign there. Which in reality, there probably should have been a stop sign there 25 years ago, but the rest of the road, when you're going over there by Holiday and all that, it's getting pretty tore up over there as well. So we're going to be dealing with that as a community for a long time after all of those trucks stop, you know, coming through. So
besides on I-5 now, they're making it wider, but they got the barriers so they can make that wider thing on the other side, and they got the highway coming down to 55 miles an hour, and they're starting to press that issue as you drive through. You're supposed to be 55 and not 60 or 65, and the trucks, then you start to get them lined up just like you say elsewhere. Now they're all traffic all has to slow down to 55 miles an hour. That's truck and vehicle, so it's slower time now.
Yeah, and, you know, those dump trucks, there's very few of them coming all the way into Anderson and being affected by that. But just that in and of itself, having to slow down to 55 right there. I've said it many times, you know, I go to school at night. A lot of people know that. And I travel that road, you know, all the way from Cottonwood up here, you know, at least once a day. And, you know, I do see, you know, CHP officers out there. I know they have, you know, thousands and thousands of other miles of roads to do. But every time when we leave here and we're headed back towards Anderson, we'll jump on the freeway, and it won't be before we get to the Knighton Road exit, there'll be 10 yo-yos go by us at 75, 80 miles an hour, you know.
Oh, at least.
Yesterday when we were driving, we seen a guy in a big pickup pulling a big ski boat. Now we were on that I-5 just north of Hooker Creek Road. When you're up on top of the hill and it's flat and it's two lanes through there, I was in the right lane. There was no one else there. Semis way ahead of me, but there was really no one else cruising along. I have my cruise control set at 75, and Davis was with me, and that truck blew by me, just shot right by me. And I thought, man, you're pulling. The back of his truck was fully loaded, the ski boat, and inside the ski boat was loaded with stuff. It only takes one little wrong move, and that ski boat just became a plane and is just going to be crashing through everything in front of it. And those are the reckless drivers that cause massive problems. Those are when people die and get injured, you know, severely injured and all, just because you're in a hurry to get up to the lake.
Yeah, and the lake's not going anywhere. It's going to stay right there.
It might be an inch or two lower in water by the time you get there, but it'll be there. It'll be there. So, you know, we are coming up on that time, you know, with the fires and all, and, you know, so I'll hold our breath that nothing big, you know, happens again this year, but, you know.
Yeah, we've had a few little spotties running around here and down Red Bluff. I think they had a small one down there, like 20 acres or something, but nothing major yet this year, thank God.
And supposedly, Cottonwood had had another arsonist running around, but those folks that have that are driven to do that, just like the kid who got caught last year, they can't help themselves, and they keep doing it. When something popped up a couple of times, it was almost like it was on purpose. They were trying to hide something or get attention away from something else. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, I know, Frank, you were just saying that they're changing the bridge, the colors to purple again for the fire. And also, I know they can change it purple and pink. I wonder what other colors we can come up with and change that thing.
How about a little red, white, and blue?
That would be nice. That'll be real nice. They do have a new aerial photos or video right above the bridge there. It's pretty neat. Whoever the pilot was, the helicopter pilot, he did a really good job of getting it lined up and on. You can really see how big that thing is compared to the building, you know, on the other side of the river. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. That's all. So we'll see. And all. And the big thing is, and Frank gave me this piece of paper, the filled hat for the veterans for the entire month at the, at Page's Coffee Center. For the 35th anniversary of Page Coffee Center is proud to announce that we are teaming up with the Reading VFW Post 1934 for a month-long fundraiser. I think, Frank, you've talked about it. We all know that Reading VFW is trying to acquire a new facility to be in, but there's some caveats to it, you know, having a place to have a bar and a place to sit down and have food and some kind of a kitchen and whatnot.
Correct.
I know the guys all over there have been working very hard for a long time, and we know the commander, Lauren, is working very hard on doing that. But it sounds like Page's Copy Center over on Pine Street, they're going to do a fundraiser for the whole month, the Fill the Hat over there at their facility, and all that money will go back to the VFW to help, you know, facilitate a future move and all that. So I hope anybody, you know, can go over, stop over at Page's or the VFW. And I know Sue's there in the afternoons and stuff. So, you know, I don't know if they got a hat or a bucket or something over there, but I'm sure they'll take your donation there as well for the.
Yeah, they're trying to raise $10,000.
Yeah, that's what on here it says. The hope is to raise $10,000 in the month of August. So. And then they have some kind of a kickoff broadcast that will be on the 1st of August, which I think is a Wednesday or a Thursday or something. But that will be in the Pages parking lot. So if I'm available for that, I'll definitely go over and, you know, and support that as well. But, yeah, with a lot of little things going on. You know, the car fire, we still got a lot going on that. We got the VFW that's still having some struggles with that going on. So we still have a lot of different things and different people that need support out there. And anything else real quick, Frank, before we go?
Not that I know of offhand, but the I know that they have investigated with the county and the state that own buildings to see if they had one of those that we could use, but apparently they haven't been able to find one that would be the right size and everything.
Yeah, I'm in, you know, the old place on Yuba Street there with the canteen was underneath, and there's only one exit, and there's a whole fire of an issue with only having one exit with a whole bunch of old people down in there. You know, it's a good way to, you know, cause some problems real quick. So,
well, if you have a few too many beers, you can't get lost.
Yes, exactly. It's only one way in, one way out. And so, yeah. Well, we're going to take another quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Thank you for coming back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Well, one of the things that Aileen wanted to bring up, and Dad, you and I have had a couple of conversations about this, is missed opportunities. missed opportunities in the military when we were active duty, missed opportunity in our everyday lives. For Aileen and I, we've been struggling with our future and we don't want to miss an opportunity that comes along that can set us up, in our future. I'm kind of quasi-retired, but Aileen's a long way from retiring. But we don't want to miss an opportunity that'll help us later on.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, even you got a lot of years left to go before you.
Well, I know that. I'm 48, but I got a long, long time left. But I think what Aileen was trying to get at is missed opportunities as a whole. I didn't miss very many opportunities in the military. I got voluntold a lot, and but I also volunteered to go on the Marine Corps side. I also volunteered to, when they asked, well, that was interesting. Sorry about that. I don't know what that came from. I asked to go to 1-5. I wanted to go to 5th Marines, and for vanity reasons, I wanted to wear the Fortige. Well, we didn't know the whole war thing was going to break out and, that chaos, but I was fine with doing all of that. I didn't miss many opportunities in the military, and I don't think you two did. Aileen, she talks about not really missing opportunities, but maybe have gone to a different duty station than, where she had gone, and she may have had a bigger field to go through. Mostly what we've been talking with different vets about, different groups. Frank, and I were talking this morning before we came on air. People just, if something comes up and somebody has deep pockets, because a lot of people that can hit an opportunity, they have deep pockets. They have a stash of cash somewhere that they can pay for something. But for Aileen and I, being both of us being very business minded driven, and we see, in our lives right now, there's a couple of different businesses that we see that the only reason those vets are running that business is because they had a deep pocket, not because they're good business people, but because they had the deep pockets to attach to that opportunity when it came up to them. And for Aileen and I, is when does our opportunity, because we don't have deep pockets, it'd be nice, but when and where is our opportunity to, do that? Because anybody can sit outside and look inside of your house to see all the problems, of different businesses and all. So, we can do that, but we see certain things that are going on. It's like, well, we could run that successfully and not have to worry so much later on.
Yeah, but opportunities, they're like fireflies.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they come up, you have to be able to grab a hold of them and do something with them.
Yeah.
Like you said, the people who have deep pockets, that's more luck than opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you do have the luck, if you don't have the skill and the backup to take advantage of that opportunity, your money is just going to lay there, and then it's going to walk away from you.
Yes. And we talked about it. We know some people that own a business in Cottonwood, and the only reason they had the money to buy that business, which is being driven into the ground now, they're losing money, is their grandfather bought property in Cottonwood back, way, way back when
$4 an acre.
It was nothing, and then the family held on to it, and it kept getting bequeathed down, and they sold a bunch of it about 10 years ago, got a ton of money, and then they bought this other business. Well, just because you have deep pockets or you have a big chunk of money doesn't mean you're a good business person. It just means you had a lot of money to start with, and they're proving it because they keep throwing money into it and it's still not running. Well, now they're actually selling that business to two young vets. And we definitely believe they have the drive and the desire to do it. Now they have reached out to some people on the things that they're not too savvy with, bookkeeping and all of that. So they've reached out to a couple of people that they know to get some guidance on that, so that they don't that doesn't become a problem later on.
Well, see, that's one of the points right there. You have to be smart enough to know what you don't know.
Yes, and I think both of them know that. But both of those guys are hard workers. So the working part of it, they've got that covered. It's the other, we'll call the administration side.
The legal,
yeah,
you know, and all of that stuff.
But they, an opportunity came up with them. They just happened to have enough money to scrape some money together, and they're going to be able to do that. And I feel that they will definitely make a success out of a business that's being ran into the ground. You know.
Yeah, another problem with businesses is people go too deeply in debt to start a business, and then they're trying to dig their way out.
Yeah, and you know, when you do your business plan, when you go into the bank and you're sitting there and they're going to look at it. Business plans are pretty long. You know, I've had to do some of that stuff in school, and you know, the bank person's going to sit there and say, yeah, this is worth it or not, because ultimately it's the bank's money that's being used for that, and they want to make their money back, and they want to make it back with interest.
Yeah, or at least they want to know that if it does fold, that they can recoup their original investment from it.
So those two young men have reached out, and they've created a well enough business plan that whatever bank they're going through has approved it, and they're moving on now. So they must, and I've seen bits and pieces of it, and most of it is relying on customer service, which is not being done now, and that's their big push, is they're going to make sure that the customer service part aspect of that business is happening. And then I think, you know, most people, I think, were willing to pay a little bit more for good customer service. I know I will. I'll go to a diner where I have to pay a little bit more if I'm getting good service. Then I won't go to a place if I'm getting bad service, even if the food is good. Because bad service is bad service. When my quota runs out, you know, I don't want to track someone down to top me back off. You know?
Oh, that's a pet peeve, being ignored at a restaurant.
Yeah, you know, so... I think they're right, and I hope the best for them, and they can do that. But that opportunity came up for them, and they're taking that opportunity. Unlike someone, I think earlier when we came on the air, we heard a commercial, I would say a satire commercial about selling plastic straws or grass straws for a fundraiser, you know, and whatnot. It's a silly, you know, it's a silly little thing, but hey, whatever you can do to raise funds, like for the VFW or whatever, if you're selling plastic straws or grass straws or whatever, who cares, you know?
People used to buy pet rocks.
No, not people. You people. Dinosaur eggs, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the opportunity is out there, and all. You know, we just got to be able to recognize it when it comes up and grab that, and hopefully you have the funds or the backing so you can.
Yeah, revenue is one, number one. Number two, that rules number one, and that is customer service. Without the customer service, you're going to die regardless of how much money you have.
Yeah, and that's to say, you know, this business is that I'm talking about is a great example of that. People are willing to spend their money at this particular business, but the two folks that are running it right now are running it into the ground because they're not nice. We witnessed a couple years ago one of them actually yelling at one of their customers, and Aileen and I both said, well, we'll never come here again, because what would make that turn towards me or towards Aileen or towards the person standing behind us in line or anything? But I know the guys are going to do very well at that because they're making a point of it, and they're starting to let people know right now that they're taking over. And one of the first things they plan on doing, there's a flagpole. They're going to run an American flag. They're both Marines, too. So they're going to run an American flag and a Marine Corps flag right up that thing and put a splash, a big sign out in front that says veteran-owned business, you know.
Yeah, well, so, me and Davis will have to stop there and get some sodies.
Yeah, yeah. And so that'll be... You know, I hope the best for them, and we'll definitely support them whatever we can. You know, if we're in that area, it's not exactly in our area, but we'll make it happen. The big Aileen just talking about, you know, opportunities for us, missed opportunities, and you know, if we can make sure that we don't miss anything that can provide anything for later on, you know, because that's a big deal. You know, I want to make sure that my boy is taken care of and, you know, he doesn't have to worry so much about paying, you know, well, he doesn't have to worry about paying for school, but, you know.
Hey, you still got to pay for books and a place for him to live.
Yeah, well, get him a camper. He can stay in a camper.
And I generally find that most veteran-owned businesses are going to be a good service business because they learned in the service to have good service.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to take another quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline.
Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals, only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. Thank you for coming back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Excuse me. Goodness. That came out of nowhere. Well, real quick, Frank has left the building. He is gone. He, watch out. He and his float are driving down the road right now. Anybody sees that car, get out of the way.
I don't think that man stops for 5 minutes, you know, maybe once a year.
I don't even remember what he said, where he's headed to now. Some other, you know, a meeting of some kind. He had whatever was on his shirt. I think it was the Korean War Veteran Group.
Korean War Veterans,
yeah,
at the VFW.
Yes, there you go. So, well, at the VFW, he didn't have to go too far. Just a couple right-hand turns and he's there. But it's funny to be behind him when he's driving and, you know, stoplights and stop signs are more of a suggestion.
He's got all of his flags flapping on all four corners.
Yeah, yeah, that it's kind of funny, you know. So, well, what we were talking about, we talked about missed opportunities and whatnot, and I know Frank was, you know, trying to say, you know, veteran businesses tend to have better customer service because we know what needs to be done. I don't know. We'd have to see some statistics on that. But I think they may have better service when they know that the customer is a vet as well. Because it just comes back to the whole brotherhood, the whole, you know, we know where you're coming from, you know where I'm coming from, and there's an attachment there.
Yeah, and I think generally, not all the time, but generally, vets are more organized. We take things in steps.
Yes.
One, two,
yeah.
three. And yeah. if we're going to be customer service, when somebody walks through the door, first thing they're going to see is us, our face saying, hi, how you doing? You know,
yeah.
that kind of thing. Like you say, customer service. And if you say, hi, how you doing to somebody, it makes them feel better.
Well, you know, when, in my past life, in my offices that I ran, and everybody who comes through the door, you say, hi, how are you doing? And then always invite them. There's a coffee bar, and there's always bottles of water and all of that. And ask them, you know, if they're there to see anybody. If not, get some general quick questions, and then get them sitting down with the right person as soon as possible.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, what can I do? What brings you in today? Whatever it is, being pleasant and being open-minded. Because I know that particular job, everyone coming through the door needed something. You know, they may not have needed it from us, but they didn't know that. It was our job to figure that out and get them to the right person. So customer service in that, you know, or in that case, clients, you know, was clients. And always being respectful, because you don't know who or what that person went through when they were in or what they've gone through since then. So it's not my job to judge them on that. It's my job to get them the services and the products or the support they need and get them moved on.
Yeah. It's vets helping vets.
Yes.
Weren't you going to say something about the veterans helping veterans?
Hold on here. Let me get my thoughts here. Veterans referring veterans. It's kind of like, you know, if you will, Angie's List or those kind of things. But it's all veteran businesses. It's all veteran support groups and all. He's got a website, and it's called Veterans Referring Veterans. He's out of the South somewhere. A really nice guy. I believe he's Army. Really, really nice guy doing it all. I started with it a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, and there wasn't much because he was just getting going. Now when you go on there, he's got enough out of the Midwest and on the East Coast, different businesses and different services that you can see that. And now he's got two groups. He's got a section that are vetted, so he's looked into it. He, you know, it is a veteran-owned business. It is veterans running it or whatnot. And in a section that they haven't been vetted yet, because I'm sure he's probably getting busier and busier. It's taking him longer and longer to get to those things. But like I said, there's a lot of stuff in the Midwest, Colorado. You know, they're kind of in the middle of the country, and the weather is a little bit better. So there's lots of car shows and lots of rides and poker runs and all of that he's been promoting through different veteran-owned businesses in those areas. So it's kind of neat to see that. So that's something that we will, in our endeavors here with Manning the Watch, will be part of that at some point. But he also has a lot of insight on some other ways to help us as well. So, but he's become a very busy young man very quickly.
And, I can imagine that would be a massive network.
Yeah, and the bigger it gets, the busier they're going to get. And like I said, you know, Gunner Gray Furnishings, which is one of my Marines from the war, Jonathan Oda, great young Marine. He was a construction worker in Worcester, Mass. And after doing that for a handful of years, he went to school and he went to a... and I'm not going to say this right, and I apologize, but it's custom high-end furnishings, just about anything you can think of made out of wood and all different kinds of wood. And he is half Japanese, so he brings from his Japanese, his father's side of the family, a lot of that very intricate woodworking and details. So, you know, when you go onto his webpage or onto his Facebook page and you see the things that he's building and all, you just kind of shake your head like, yeah, I'm glad he's doing that, not me. There's a lot of hours involved in small pieces, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like a master craftsman there.
And he was the one who turned me on to the veterans, referring veterans and all, and in the hopes that we can all start working together.
Well, see, that's part of the network right there.
That's right there, you know. But, you know, building custom furniture and all, that's not something you're going to be doing nationally. You know, he's hopefully, you know, he's got a customer base that he's already building back there in Massachusetts. So, you know, the best for him, because I know if he puts the energy into that he did being a Marine, he'll be the best, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like sort of a niche market.
Yeah. Yeah, and also anything we can do to support those guys. So that was an opportunity he didn't miss, but he had to make a decision. He left he was a contractor, and he was making really good money, but he was working massive hours. And back there, what he was telling me, they don't work during the heart of the winter, because you can't really build a lot of stuff, you know, build houses during the middle of the winter when there's, you know, 10 feet of snow out there. But, you know, he left a lucrative business and to go off and do something he was passionate about. So you can't argue with that at all. You know, I think that is that's that next step, that opportunity and that passion to do that as well.
Well, you're taking advantage of an opportunity right now. You're finishing your school. You're getting a higher degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that will put you in a position to where if the opportunity comes up, you already have the ability to take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to be building anything like Jonathan does. You know, I don't have those skills. Even if I were to take the class, I wouldn't be near as, and even in the same area code as him, as doing that. But on the business side of it, I could run the heck out of that, out of that business, you know. But I want to have something that is mine, that I'm passionate about. I do like doing, you know, this show. I definitely like doing that. But, you know, we all have to have that something that we're passionate about. We can't sit in front of a TV all day long and grow roots into a couch, you know. So, well, real quick, as I know we're going to be going in a couple of minutes, I do want to say this again about the Fill the Hat for the veterans the entire month of August. The 35th anniversary of Pages Copy Center is proud to announce that we are teaming up with the Reading VFW Post 1934. For the whole month of August, their goal is to reach to get at least $10,000 from the 1st of August to the 30th. They are going to have a kickoff event at Page's Copy Center over on Pine Street on the 1st. And it says on here you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. It doesn't say exactly where, but I'm sure if you were on Facebook and you looked up Page's Copy Center, they would come up. And also anything we can do to support the VFW here, you know, they definitely need to find a more suitable facility over there.
They got to find a home.
Yeah, find a home and somewhere that they can support themselves. Unlike what some other people in the community have said, Reading and Anderson is not the same. Not the same thing.
No.
It just shows people not knowing what they're talking about. You know, they're both VFWs, but every VFW is on their, they follow guidelines from higher up and all that, but they support themselves and whatever they can. Anderson has the luxury of their building and how they got all that, and that's good for them, because then they can put their money from their canteen into other endeavors. And Reading, it's paying the bills and keeping the lights on. So, and I know Sue over there is doing an amazing, amazing job. And every event that I can go over there to, tri-tip dinners or hamburgers or anything, I go and help. And they do a great job of it and all.
Yeah, that VFW has always been veterans helping veterans.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's the heart and soul of the whole thing.
So that anything I can do to help them. Well, if you want to email me or anything, any questions, You can email me at manningthewatch@outlook.com, or, you know, you can always call into the show. I know we always have, we've had people call in before. Some reason when Aileen's on a show by herself and all more people call, I'm going to have to look
into
that.
They
like her better, yeah. So other than that, thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week, and thank you for listening on KCNR 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.